Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan. Simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning. Last night, a lot changed for the NBA. Kevin Durant, the Warriors, the Raptors, and yes, potentially the Knicks. The Warriors end up winning the game. The Raptors had it. Kawhi Leonard on a big run, scoring 10 straight points. For some reason, Nick Nurse says, oh, I got to use this timeout before I lose it. One of these TV timeouts. Because I lose that one once it gets to 3 minutes, completely stops the momentum of his team, gives the Warriors a rest, and then Curry, Thompson, Curry, bang, 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 all of a sudden they've got the lead. But the biggest story happened in the second quarter when Kevin Durant went down, and this time he tore his Achilles. I know it's not official, I know that they haven't had the MRI, but everybody believes that he tore his Achilles, and that means more than just the rest of this NBA Finals. It affects the offseason, it affects his career, everything that the Knicks were planning, the Nets were planning, all these other teams, the Warriors were planning. It all went down with Kevin Durant on the floor last night, and the plan has to change. I'm sick, completely and utterly sick over it. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
It'll be okay.
No. It's going to be okay morning.
I understand. I understand that. I mean, you know, I feel bad. And, you know, the Toronto fans initially were cheering the injury. And then later on they started cheering for KD after the Toronto players were saying, come on, man, knock this off. We don't do this stuff. Right. Even your buddy over there, Drake, was somewhat disappointed that Kevin wasn't playing, especially with the way that he was playing. Oh, my God, he was on fire and came out and was just everything that the Warriors would hope he would be. And then he goes down, and you could see that it looks like his calf explodes.
Yeah, you could see it in the slow motion video.
It really looks like his calf explodes, which means that it's separated from the Achilles. Mm-hmm. That's what it means. So depending, I guess, on how severe this whole thing is, he ain't playing basketball this coming year.
No.
He's just not.
Nope.
He's not going to play. And now the question is, what do you do with this? I mean, DeMarcus Cousins basically blew his Achilles out, missed the entire first half of the season, then came back in January, but signed a much smaller deal than he would have expected had he not blown out his Achilles. And by the way, DeMarcus Cousins almost lost the game by himself last night. With the basket interference, with the goaltending.
Did you think that was a goaltend, though?
I mean, what do you mean on the offensive zone?
Right,
basket interference on the offensive zone. So, of course, I didn't think so because I was thinking that ball was going to be outside the cylinder. But, you know, look, the guys that do this for a living and who watch it every single night of the NBA season will tell you differently. Yeah. So, I mean, they got it right. At the end of the day, they got it right. But, I mean, he had that. He also had the one on Kyle Lowry down the other end. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if that ball probably would have went in for Kyle Lowry. And then he had the moving pick.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it was like Draymond Green turns the ball over backcourt violation. Mm-hmm. Now, it looked like he was fouled on that and they didn't call it. I'm thinking, man, the Warriors are done here. But you know who really stepped up here to really make a difference for the Warriors? You know who is the hero of the game for the Warriors?
Nick Nurse.
Yes. I mean, the Warriors have the game completely under control. They finally had the momentum. Kawhi Leonard's going off. And then out of the blue, Nick Nurse calls timeout. And I'm just sitting there like, you know what I was?
Apoplectic.
You know what I was? I wasn't apoplectic. I was aghast.
Aghast.
I was aghast. I caught myself being aghast.
I mean, his explanation doesn't make any sense either. Because now he loses these TV timeouts, and if they're not taken and
I don't care,
that,
it doesn't matter.
I know. Well, hold on. I'm just explaining to people that might not know the rules.
You got me all aghast. You see what happened again? Jesus. I just got all nuts again.
Right. So if the 3-minute mark expires and they're not used, they're gone. So Nick Nurse, in his idiocy last night, and he's a great coach, but this was an idiotic move. He decides, well, I'm going to lose these timeouts, and we could use a breather. What are you talking about? If you looked at your opponent, those guys needed the breather, and you gave it to them.
And normally the opposing coach is the one that's going to call a timeout to try to stop the flow of the game.
Right.
But it didn't seem like, you know, Steve Kerr was interested in calling a timeout. It didn't look like anyway.
That was the breather the Warriors needed.
Holy crap. And you ain't kidding, man. I was aghast.
Yeah, you were aghast. I could tell. You're still a little bit aghast.
I was pissed. I was just like, you know, can anybody tell me why that Nick Nurse called that timeout? And even I saw the post-game press conference. I'm a lunatic. I stay up and watch all this idiocy. And I just could not believe what he is saying. And I'm like, dude, man, your team just overtook the Warriors.
They shouldn't have lost that game. They should not have lost that game.
Everything that was going on, all the emotion, all the stuff that the Warriors were feeling, they were missing shots and everything, and you had the Cousins stuff going on, and Kawhi Leonard basically took over the game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, they should have won the championship. He should have been the MVP. They should be celebrating in Toronto right now. And I don't think that a team who is that close to winning a title is thinking about getting a breather. They could taste
a breather?
The adrenaline was running. Well, that's what Nick Nurse said. I mean, to recharge. I mean, the adrenaline was flowing. They could taste the championship. Nick needed to ride the momentum, and he screwed them royally in that spot.
Paddywhack should have actually had a post-game meeting with his team and pulled the Mickey Callaway and apologized to them.
Oh, yeah. Seriously.
I mean, because he basically just stopped all the momentum. You know, there's a million things that went on in this game, which is amazing, which is why it was so interesting and why it was so, like, crazed at the end, and it was so emotional for the Warriors. You know, the Warriors not only lost Kevin Durant, they also lost Kevon Looney. They lost him, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like they're going down, but they did get Klay Thompson back. He looked like he was 100% again last night. And then when they're shooting at the end of the game and they got wide open shots, you know they are not missing.
Oh, that,
and by the way, they hit 20 threes last night.
It's the second most NBA Finals history.
They shot 47.6% from three. The Raptors hit 8 threes. They shot 25% from three. And I think the Warriors GM, Bob Myers, summed up everything
last
night.
You know what? Yeah.
He was crying, man.
Yeah, he wasn't crying. He was not. There wasn't a tear that came down his face. I don't know what the hell was going on there. It was very, very odd to me. I don't know.
You think that was phony emotion?
I think he was emotional, but I think that he played it up a little bit. I mean, usually when guys cry, you see the tears. Like, I didn't see any tears from that guy.
Some people have a hard time, you know, creating tears.
Well, I mean, sometimes it just happens if you're really emotional, just creating tears.
So you're thinking that their GM was all Fugazi last night?
I don't think it was all Fugazi.
Where he was emotional about Kevin and everything else.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't know. I just had, it just was a little bit over the top for me. And I usually, if I saw him, like, actually stop and cry, but it just seemed like, I don't know, it just seemed a little strange. But, you know, I can understand why he's emotional. I can understand why he says, you know, give me the blame. I don't think that there's blame for any of this. I mean, I know that they didn't want him to tear his Achilles, and I know he went through all the paces and everything that they had to do to make sure that he was all right, and it just happened. It just ended up popping. Now, I wonder if it really was an Achilles injury the first time around. Everybody's going to question that, or was it a calf, or was it those two things connected? But the one thing I know is that this July 1st, this offseason, the Knicks and all that,
everything's changed.
It's over. It's over. And now your entire plan that you had is gone. It is blown up. It is over. You got to start all over again. So I don't know if you want to go with some sort of combination of Kemba Walker, Jimmy Butler, trade for Anthony Davis, or you want to just forget about free agency and build it up through the – your plan now has changed. So Steve Mills, Scott Perry, everything that you were waiting for, Kevin Durant to make the decision, and then you're feeling really good about him coming to the Knicks, and everybody had been talking about that marriage potentially happening. It's over. It is absolutely over. He is not going to be the same player. He's not even going to play next year. The Knicks aren't going to sign him. I mean, I am completely, like, this to me last night watching that was I just saw next year go up in flames for them.
What was worse, you know, I think what this is a sign of is what happened with the lottery.
Yeah,
just keeps going the wrong way. Now, I hope. Yep. Does this now force them to give up half of their roster and two more first-round draft picks for Anthony Davis? I hope not, man. Yeah. I hope not. I hope they're learning something by watching what the Yankees are doing. I hope they're learning something about what the Jets are trying to do, what the Giants are trying to do with Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. You know, let's get you young guys and let's go. I mean, if you want to add a piece here or there, I can see that. I mean, I'm not as sick to my stomach as you are over this whole thing, but it's amazing how the Knicks supposedly are in play for Kevin Durant.
And this guy goes down, and he
blows out his Achilles.
Well, now I know that he was coming to the Knicks.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, not to sound like the ultra negative, but now I know it will come out. His agent will say it. Somebody will say it. Some schmuck will write a book in 5 years. He was set on coming to the Knicks. Then he blew out his Achilles, and
that
was
it. Let me ask this question: Is this a potential injury and situation that now does bring him to the Knicks, and the Knicks doing what they did with Amari Stoudemire, swallowing the fact that part of the contract, meaning the front part of the contract, is not going to be fulfilled, and we'll wait around for him.
Listen, I hope not.
If the Knicks told you today, hey, look, he's coming to our team, and we are going to sign him, even with his injury like this.
It's a bad move. I really believe that.
So now you don't even want him.
I don't want an injured not going to play next year, and I don't know if he's ever going to be the same Kevin Durant. I'm sorry. It's over. The Kevin Durant to the Knicks thing ended last night. It's over. And if they end up signing him, I think that's asinine.
You say it that way, I mean, it's almost like I get like Bob Myers.
It's over. The dream is over. The Zion dream ended. The Kevin Durant dream ended. Think about it. Even if they signed him, I think I'd be more upset if they signed him now than if they had lost out on him in the beginning. Because I think you sign an injured Kevin Durant, you're setting your franchise back.
You know, and again, it goes to prove to you who is the athlete's own worst enemy. It's himself.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he shouldn't have played. I don't know. Look, we all know that supposedly he is thin-skinned when it comes to social media. And, you know, I know for a fact he was feeling pressure. Now, whether that pressure was real or was it just coming – you know, from him, because he wanted to play. He wanted to be the hero. As a matter of fact, I was thinking like last night, he really had nothing to lose, right? Either if they win and he comes back and plays like he started to play this game, he's the ultimate hero. He's the ultimate best player in basketball. He's just going to basically tell everybody that I'm the man. Or, you know, even if they lose and if they would have lost last night and the season would have been over, he still is, I would think, held in high regard because he did attempt to play.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
He did put his career on the line, and he did get hurt.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I think he hit the nail on the head, and I think that he deserves credit for that and not blame that he ended up blowing out his Achilles. This is a guy who wanted to get back and win another championship with those guys and gut his way through it, and he tried.
Did you see him before the game as they were in the tunnel?
They were dancing. Yeah,
he was dancing.
Yeah, I saw him.
I'm like, he looked fine.
He came out, he's drilling threes. He did look a little tentative. He didn't have that same sort of explosive burst. But I said, listen, he's going to be good enough to be a big factor in the game, especially with the way he was hitting shots. And that's really what matters. And of course, it just went horribly wrong. And if you haven't seen that slow motion video when they zoom in on his calf.
It looks like it explodes. It basically separates from the Achilles, I would think.
I mean, remember when Kristaps Porzingis went down in his injury, and Perry and Mills were at the game, and they were visibly upset. They were in regular seats. They weren't up at a box or anything. They're in regular seats, and the two of them had this look on their face, and they just looked at one another and were totally devastated. If they were watching this game together last night, I think the same thing happened.
I think the entire NBA was sick to their stomach last night seeing that. I think all NBA fans, I think all anybody who appreciates great basketball and great basketball
but
players.
But their plan was Durant. I'm telling you, it was Durant.
I understand there are a lot of teams that had a plan that includes Kevin Durant. You know, but
But there was only a couple. There was really only three, quite frankly, in my opinion. You know, if you wanted to believe the Nets stuff, there was the Warriors and there was the Knicks. And quite frankly, the Knicks stuff was out there, you know, more than any of it. I mean,
he should have put a kibosh to that. Then he wouldn't have gotten hurt.
I mean,
it's unbelievable. It really is.
This one is unbelievable. Like, the draft lottery is the draft lottery. It's a bunch of friggin' ping pong balls. It's stupid. Like, this right here is truly unbelievable. It really is. And, you know, you want to, Warrior fans are probably thinking, oh, well, what are you bitching about? It's our team in the finals, and now we don't have them, blah, blah. Well, you already won championships. And there was, I really felt like there was a possibility that this guy was going to be the savior, and now that's gone. It's gone. Just like, poof, it's gone. That's it. So, like, we said we're going to be here July 1st, June 30th. We're going to be doing the shows. It's going to be unbelievable. Kevin Durant. Like, I remember that feeling when Durant went from Oklahoma City to the Warriors. It was July 4th. It was craziness. Everybody's looking at their phones out at the beach. That this could be the Knicks this year. This could happen. I mean, think about this city. If he makes that decision, it's all gone. So what are they going to do now? What are they going to do there? They feel the pressure now that Anthony Davis says that it's either the Lakers or the Knicks. They feel the pressure to make that deal, like you said. I mean, they're going to go end up reaching for guys.
You know the amazing thing about the whole Pelicans thing and Anthony Davis? I this is another thing that, you know, of course, the Pelicans, I think, now realize that Anthony Davis doesn't want to be there, that he does want to move on. Now they're talking about a three-team trade, trying to get as much as they possibly can for him. Let me explain something to you. The player here does still have a say in this. You know, they could come back and say, hey, we got this great trade, you know, with, let's just say we have this great trade opportunity with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Mm-hmm. Nope, ain't going there. I'm not going to sign a contract extension with them.
I think the biggest example is the Celtics. The Celtics could probably trade the most. He will not sign
that. Nah, I don't want to go to the Celtics. So they could say whatever they want down in New Orleans, and they could put it out there as if, you know, they're going to hold people out there for hostage. But if the player doesn't want to go there, the player still has a lot of say in this whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, but this is like, now you're making me sick.
I
wasn't thinking about it the way you were, because I was initially thinking about the game last night, how the game ended, all the things that went wrong for Toronto in the midst of
Screw the Raptors, screw the Warriors. I don't even care anymore.
Now you're making me feel
just the whole off season, along with Kevin Durant's calf. Exploded.
I know it was raining the entire drive in this morning, right?
Mostly, yeah. 90% of it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it was pouring in Bellport.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I think this is affecting you as well. No, the whole thing is but you are like big dark cloud.
Listen, I'm sorry. This is nothing to do with the rain, it has nothing to do with anything else. I mean, I went and bought crystals for the draft, all right? I was positive about that. I was still positive about Durant. Even after the draft lottery, I said, you still have free agency. You still have that to fall back on. And I was just hoping, I was thinking Durant. And now, I mean, what are they going to do now? Like, this is what the way I would have felt if Durant had chosen to stay in Golden State or to team up with Kyrie somewhere else, whatever. I would have felt this way then. It just got accelerated because now I know he's not coming to the Knicks. And it's just...
Maybe he is coming to the Knicks.
Oh, but that would be worse now.
I know, but it makes sense, though, that a guy is injured.
Yeah, press conference with a boot on. Yes. That would be so Knicks, right? Like, they'd wheel him into the press conference with his boot. And he'd have to be helped up. By Mitchell Robinson and Kevin Knox, he'd have to be holding him up as he answers questions from Mark Berman. What a mess. What a mess. It's just unbelievable. You cannot script something as ridiculous as this. You can't. So we'll see. Now,
that's the first thing you thought of last night.
Of course it was. Every Knicks fan, it was the first thing they thought of. You think I actually care about the NBA Finals? I could give a crap about the NBA Finals. I mean, the second that his calf reverberated, boom, 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 in a slow motion, all I saw was Madison Square Garden and 17 wins again. That's all I saw. That's it. Another, you know, I mean, or unless they want to go out there and sign Brooke Lopez and Bojan Bogdanovic and use their max slots on those guys.
You know, you know what's amazing? What is really amazing, right, is just that no matter who is running the Knicks, who is coaching the Knicks,
they
just can't get a break.
There's no breaks.
It's unbelievable.
No breaks.
There's no breaks anywhere.
I mean, you know, if Kyrie Irving signs with the Knicks, his knee will melt. It'll just melt. Just done. First game. It just doesn't matter. Anthony Davis back, gone.
But don't you believe, though, you got to be like, if you're the Knicks now, and okay, that was your number one target.
Hire Sam Hinkie and tank every season for the rest of the time and go that way. Seriously. Forget about it now. Forget about it. What else are you going to do? Like, honestly. I mean, I guess I could sort of think, like, all right, is there a three-player combination where if you sign Kemba, you sign Jimmy Butler, you trade for Anthony Davis, like maybe it's like that works. I keep going around and around like trying to figure out the answer. I don't know what the answer is. So draft R.J. Barrett, hope that he turns into something, tank another season, get back into the lottery and build up that way. Take 5 years, who cares? Doesn't matter now. It doesn't matter. Like this, Durant was the guy who was going to change everything.
Man,
he was.
You have just totally ruined my day.
It's not me, man. It's not me. It's this situation.
You're just bringing me down.
It's this situation. I'm sorry. This is the way I feel about it. I told you for weeks, if they missed out on Durant, I would be devastated. Devastated. And even after this was the one. This was the big fish. This was the guy who was going to change everything. Even more than Zion Williamson. The Knicks were rumored, and at times, favorites to get the best player in the NBA. And now he's not going to play next year, and he may never be the same again. That guy was actually going to go to the Knicks. He was thinking about going to the Knicks. That wasn't just a rumor out there. There was some stuff there. There was some legitimate stuff there. And now that whole dream is dead. Dead. Dead, dead, dead. Boomer and Geo on the Fan, CBS Sports Network. Tell me, if you're out there, you're disagreeing, explain to me how the Knicks are going to pull themselves out of this one and turn into a winner next year. Because now, I'd love to hear it. I would love to hear it.
The Rangers are going to get Capo Caco.
Yes, so. We understand.
I know that.
Right, yes.
But I still got that from
you. You still have your Caco. You still have that.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.